Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and honor to be with you once again today. Amen. We have begun a study, end time study, in the book of Revelation. And on our last broadcast, we talked about the Church of Ephesus, taken from Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Today, we're going to pick up with Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Going to talk about the Church of Smyrna. Amen. I am so excited about this study, and I'm inviting you to get your Bibles, amen, and join us for the next few minutes as we go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you, and we just love you today, and we praise you for this opportunity to come and to share with your people. And Father, as we go into this study, we ask that you anoint your Word, that you bless, Father, that you give us, amen, insight and wisdom and to the mystery of your word, Father. The word of God says that the entrance of your word gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. So, Father, we ask for wisdom and revelation, knowledge according to your word. Take this word deep in our heart, Father, and we thank you and minister to every life, every listener. Father, you know the needs of your people today, so we submit them into your hands, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let's turn to Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 through 11, and we'll pick up, amen, amen, where we left off, and we'll do our best to get through this chapter today, but if we don't, we'll pick it up on our next broadcast. Amen. Smyrna, the Church of Smyrna. This is known as the persecuted church. The word of God says, and unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write. Now, we know that the angel is representative of the pastor or the leader of the church. And Jesus is the one that's writing these letters, giving these letters to John to write to the churches in Asia Minor. And this is the second church that we're talking about, the Church of Smyrna. So he's writing directly to the pastor. This is for the body of Christ at this time. But keep in mind, beloved, that this is also for us today. And we're going to talk about how this relates to us. Amen. In just a moment. But, And unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. We know that's Jesus. I know thy works, and tribulation and poverty. But thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Now, let me stop here for a moment and let you know that this verse is really prophetic. Now, Jesus was speaking to them. He recognized and knew what they were going through, but he told them not to fear. He was plain to say that the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. These are powerful scriptures. Amen. Now, Jesus knows everything that we will ever go through. He knows what we're enduring even now. And just like this particular church was going through great trial and suffering, and he told them, he was plain to let them know, first of all, don't fear. This is what the enemy will do. Amen. When God gives a word, beloved, believe it. You can take it to the bank. A lot of times the Lord speaks things to us, and we don't want to receive it because it may seem like it's harsh, it's hard, it cannot be God. Surely the Lord is not going to do that, or he won't allow that to happen. But Jesus is the one that's speaking to the church, and he is the one that's telling them what will happen. This is a prophetic scripture right here. This is a prophetic word coming out of the mouth of Jesus. He says, don't fear, and fear brings torment. Fear will hinder, fear will block you. Amen. Fear will keep you in a box. You don't have to be afraid. Amen. Even when things come at you, when the enemy comes, amen, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. He will do it. Amen. God will not leave us on a limb. He'll not leave us, amen, to die. Amen. Sometimes we feel like we're going to die. God, if you don't come and help us, rescue us, we're going to perish. But Jesus is saying, don't fear. He let them know, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that ye may be tried. The trying of our faith works patience. It works endurance. To endure means to undergo hardship. Amen. To suffer trouble. Amen. And we know the scripture. I quoted it just yesterday, I believe, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers out of them all. There are going to be many afflictions, many times when the enemy will afflict, will bring things on us. But God is our deliverer. Amen. He's our rescuer on today. Amen. Now, and he also says, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Now, but he also said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Now listen, Smyrna, as I said, was known as the persecuted church. Smyrna means bitterness. And this particular church saw much persecution, poverty, and death. In other words, the body here went through a constant trial. And there are times in our personal lives when we go through seasons such as this, such as persecution, and death comes, and even the enemy would try to come to rob us financially, and all of these things happen. But Jesus told them not to fear. They were called to endure, but he also said to be faithful unto death. This lets us know that every trial and test will come to an end. Now, they didn't stay in this cycle. They were persecuted. They did go through trial, but they didn't stay there. That's the difference, beloved. God will walk you through seasons, but we're not to stay. We're not to get in a rut. Amen. We're to come out. Amen. We're to be mindful of the word of God. Amen. That though you may run, not to get weary, you may walk, but do not faint. Don't be weary in well-doing, because in due season, amen, you will reap if you faint not. Okay? So death doesn't always mean that you're leaving here. But the death, amen, I believe that they experienced was a death of flesh and dead works. I don't believe all of them died a natural death, although they may have. But I don't believe they all did. I believe maybe to a point, maybe some of them did suffer physical death, because in this time when you serve the Lord, it could mean your life. Amen. It could really mean your head. Now, we're living in a time when, you know, we don't undergo that type of persecution. We don't even know what it's like. We have not experienced the threat of death for carrying a Bible. Amen. We've not experienced that. Amen. And so we're blessed in that sense. Come on now. Glory to God. We're blessed in the sense that we have the freedom and liberty to serve the Lord. Amen. We can go to church when we want to. If we don't want to, we can stay home. If we don't want to pick up our Bible for a week or two, we don't have to. Come on now. Amen. But you know what? It's to our detriment if we do not. Amen. We must stay in this word. Hide the word in your heart, beloved, that you might not sin against the Lord. Amen. So, in order for Christ to live in us, we, and walk in us, amen, and walk in victory, we have to die so that Jesus might live in and through us. Now, Paul said, I die daily. Amen. Paul had to live a life to where his flesh did not reign. And let me tell you something, beloved. Flesh stinks in the nostril of God. We are seeing flesh on parade every day, and God is so displeased. He's very displeased when we do not, amen, serve him in faithfulness. Amen. The Lord told this church to be faithful. Amen. And when Jesus comes, he's going to be looking for faithfulness. He's going to be looking for clean living, holy living, and he will accept nothing less. I will never stop preaching holiness because holiness is right. Holiness is the only way to God. The Bible says we must be holy, for God is holy, without which no man, no woman, I don't care, no preacher, glory to God, no teacher, no prophet, no apostle, no evangelist, no pastor, no lay member will see the Lord. Glory to God. Some of us have lost our fear and our reverence for God, and we feel that we can hide, we can do whatever we want to do, and God will still accept us when we get down on our knees. But, beloved, your prayers are coming up. Amen. Their incense don't smell too good. Glory to God. God is not pleased, and he's judging sin. He's judging it. He's judging it in all of us. Glory to God. We're going to be exposed. So we must make sure, beloved, that we're walking pleasing to God. Amen. You're listening, amen, today to Set Free Live. Glory to God. And this broadcast is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Glory to God. So if you have questions, amen, comments, amen, about the lesson, and you would like to participate, we invite you to call in this morning. Our number is 718-664-9578. Amen. We invite you to call in and join us. Amen on the broadcast. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we all must come to the place where we lay it all down for the sake of Christ. Now, this is where we come in. In this word, we all must be willing to lay everything down and surrender, totally surrender to the Lord. Glory be to God. God is right here for us, beloved. Glory to God. Right here, amen, to minister, to help, amen. Glory to God. In whatever areas we need help in, God is there, amen. So if you remain faithful, you will reap godly benefits, amen. A lot of us are not reaping right now godly benefits, amen, because of what we've sown. But if we remain faithful, beloved, believe me, God will be faithful to us. He's faithful to his word. Now, some of them no doubt suffered physical death, like I said earlier, by being martyred, but they were all called to continue walking upright no matter what end they would reach. Amen. Now, this literal period of history takes place from A.D. 100 to A.D. 312. We are called to go through a period of suffering and trial, but if we endure, we will reap life, and eventually a crown of life. So the overcomer here will not be hurt by the second death. And we know, beloved, glory to God, that the second death is eternal damnation. So if we live right, walk right, talk right, amen, keep our life clean before the Lord, amen, when he comes, we will go back with him. It's a given. Glory to God. So you know what? It's not hard to serve the Lord. It's not hard to live right. Glory to God. We just need a made-up mind. Glory to God. With a made-up mind, we can do it. We're overcomers because Jesus overcame. Glory to God. Now let's move on to Revelation 2, verses 12 through 17. Amen. This is the church of Pergamos. And the scripture states, "And to the angel of the church of Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sword, the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee." Let me stop here. In the church prior, Smyrna, there was nothing that Jesus condemned them on, or, you know, gave them a reprimand, if you will. The church of Smyrna, he encouraged them. He lifted them up. Now, Jesus begins with this church of Pergamos, and he begins by telling them, amen, what they're doing right. And God will do us the same way. He always tells us what we're doing good, and he loves us, amen. But then he goes on, he says, "I have a few things against thee, because, amen, thou hast them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give them a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Now, there's a lot in this scripture. Oh, I love this. Glory to God. As I said, you know, he let them know. Jesus let them know. First of all, let me go back. Amen. Now, Jesus had a sharp sword with two edges. Now, we know that that is a symbol of the Word of God. The Word of God is representative of a sword. Amen. It goes in and it pierces, it cuts, it divides. But at the same time, as it comes out, it heals. It heals. It's a two-edged sword. That means on both sides of it, it's going to cut, but also it's going to heal. Amen. So it's cutting on one hand. Amen. As it goes in, it's going to cut you. But when it comes out, it's going to heal. Amen. And the Word of God comes to cut us up, comes to show us. Amen. And this is what Jesus is doing. Amen. Now, they had some stuff going on here. Glory to God. First of all, they were committing idolatry, and the Lord hates idolatry. Second of all, they were condoning fornication. Amen. Let me tell you something. You don't have to commit fornication to condone it, because you can watch it, and you're saying, well, they're doing it. And it's nothing. When we watch shows and people are not married, but they're committing fornication, that's wrong. I mean, we watch things, amen, that we shouldn't watch. Glory to God. And I'm mindful anymore when stuff is on the television that's not right. I leave, turn it off. I don't participate, because God will hold me accountable. Amen. Listen, beloved, listen to this. The Bible says work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So we've got to work our salvation out. Whatever anybody else can do, that's them. But I know for me, glory to God, there are things that God have checked me on. And when the TV is on, amen, I can go really without the television. If it were up to me, I wouldn't watch it. And it's just because I don't want to waste time, number one. Number two, glory to God, I don't want to put things in my spirit, amen, that's going to cause me harm. Amen. It's just like eating bad food, eating food that's not good for you. Once you put it in there, then it's got to get out of there, and it'll do damage to your body. So I can't afford for my spirit to be contaminated. So they were holding the doctrine of Balaam, amen. And the doctrine of Balaam, Balaam was against Israel. So this is a spirit. This is a religious spirit. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That is meant to cast a stumbling block in the way of God's people, glory to God, to teach them to do things that they ain't got no business doing, to bring hindrance, sin, glory to God. Sometimes people can mention stuff and it'll stir up spirits, amen. So we got to be careful of our environment, of our atmosphere. Be careful what we say. Come on now. Thank you, Jesus. If we stick to the Word of God, let the Word find you. Amen. The Word will find us out. Amen. We don't have to get over on the devil's territory to stir up the mess and the junk. And then once this mess is stirred up, we're trying to say the devil did it, when the devil really didn't do it. You did it. Come on now. I did it. When we say things we ain't got no business saying, doing things we ain't got no business doing. So we got to be very, very careful what we say. Amen. Now listen, this church was known as a licentious church. Jesus did commend them for holding to him and not denying the faith. They stood faithful in the face of one of their own being martyred, but they allowed the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans to be taught. And when we allow false teaching to go on, amen, we're condoning it. Amen, that's sin. We can't condone sin. And this is our God is so pulling covers off. He's so pulling the wolves down. Amen, and God is really begun to judge the people, us, the church, for sin. Amen. And when I sense now judgment should take place. I ask God, Lord, you judge that. You correct that. Father, you take care of that. Now, some of us may feel like you're not praying right. Surely God is not going to judge. He's a just God. He's a righteous God. Amen. Enough of sin. Enough of sin being able to run rampant in our midst. Amen. The body of Christ must come out of sin. We must stop condoning mess and junk. Glory to God. The Bible says we're to cry loud, we're to spare not, we're to show God's people their sin. Amen. And transgression. Glory to God. Now, many of the people had followed the false doctrines. Glory to God. This was a materialistic church, a church full of self-indulgence and worldliness. Wickedness had spread throughout the church. The word Pergamos means marriage and has in it the same root from which we get our English words bigamy and polygamy. So Pergamos signifies a mixed marriage of the church and the world. So they had they had God, but they were mixed. Amen. The world was all entangled. And and there are so many churches, denominations that's mixed with light and darkness. And really, light and darkness don't mix. You're gonna have a lot of mess in there. Amen. And God cannot move and do what He needs to do when we're laying in sin. The Lord showed me some things about a particular ministry on yesterday, and God is judging. And His word is coming to pass. I mean, His word is really coming to pass. And people of God, it behooves us, amen, to get right with God, to live right, live holy. I can't say that enough, that the judgment of God has begun in the land, amen. And if we live conscious of God, if we live with that fear of God, amen, every time we veer to the left, the Holy Ghost will nudge us. And we'll get ourselves together. But when you get off in so much and you allow this stuff to stay in you for so long and you decide, you know what, I can do what I want, you know, and still kind of make it. No, we can't. God is not going to accept that. And we're going to see some detrimental things happen over the next few months. God is really going to judge and people are going to come down. Great exposure. Amen. We haven't seen exposure to the magnitude that we will see it over the next, amen, a few months or so. God is really going to pull covers off, amen. And this is happening in the news and things of this nature, amen. Things are coming out left and right. Glory to God. And it's because God is tired of us playing church. He's tired of us taking His anointing, glory to God, and using it for our advantage, using it to get money, amen, using it for filthy lucre, using it to rape and rob people and abuse people. Glory to God. The Bible, the Word of God, amen, did not come, amen, for us preachers to take it and use it the way we want to get what we want, amen. Glory to God. But the Word of God comes to bring life, wholeness, healthness, amen. Glory to God, unity in the Spirit and advance the kingdom of God. That's why we're here. That's why we're teaching this word today, because we want, amen, God to be glorified. We want Him to be edified. This is not about us. This is all about God. Glory be to God. The word of God, the clarion call has gone out, and my heart is stirred this morning. Amen. It's stirred. Glory to God. Amen. To do everything that God would have us to do, to be totally obedient. Amen. And lift up hands with clean hands and pure hearts. Thank you, Lord. Now, glory to God. This occurred. We said Pergamos signifies a mixed marriage of the church and the world. And this occurred because the Babylonian religion established its headquarters at Pergamos and infiltrated Christianity. The church of Pergamos became part of Satan's worldly establishment. This is why we as a church and a body cannot mix with the world. We must remain pure. Glory to God. Do not let sin in. Don't let the devil ride. Don't give him an inch. Don't look at the world and say, you know, well, maybe we can grab that and use it. No, the Bible says, come out from among them and be separate. Touch not the unclean thing. And God says, I will receive you. Glory to God. Now, Jesus warned them to repent, or else He would come and would fight against them with the sword of His mouth. Again, the word of God. Amen. Everything that God does, he does by the word. Glory to God. And I believe when Jesus comes, he's going to do the same thing. He's going to fight with the sword. Amen. Defeat Antichrist when he comes, to fight in the battle of Armageddon. Amen. They're going to be pulled down and killed and destroyed and slaughtered in one fair swoop. Do you not know, beloved, that God will deliver us in a fair swoop? Amen. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for God. Set us free, God. Set us free from everything that's not like you. Glory to God. Our surroundings. Come on now. Amen. Everything that's not like God is coming down. Amen. It's coming down in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Now, listen, the overcomer is promised hidden manna, the word of God, and a white stone. The stone represents total acquittal. Amen. Jesus died for our sins, sicknesses, and diseases, so he's totally justified us. That means when we come to God and we're born again, we're washed in the blood. It's just as if you had never sinned. So, beloved, listen at this. If that's the case, why allow the enemy to wreak havoc on us and play with sin? When he justifies, he cleans, and he delivers, not for us to take his grace and trample over it and live any kind of way, live in hidden sin, live in deceit. Amen, because there's many in the body, amen, that's living deceitful lives. But guess what? That deceit and all that foolishness is going to seep out. Because God is light and darkness. I can't say this enough. Light and darkness don't mix. Amen. You can't have the world and God. It's either or. So we've got to make up our mind, beloved, that if it's God, we're going to serve God. If it's Baal or the enemy, we're going to serve the enemy. Amen. And when we really have a hatred for sin, we'll come out of it. Glory to God. Now, as I said, the stone represents total acquittal. So through the blood of Jesus, the white stones of acquittal have been presented, and every Christian has a new name written down in glory. This is the Church of Pergamos. Amen. Glory to God. I pray that this word has been an encouragement to you today. Amen. You've been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. Amen. We encourage you to send us an email. Glory to God. Deborah at WOPMinistries.org. You may also visit our website, www.WOPMinistries.org. Glory to God. Amen. For messages, updates on what the ministry is doing, what we're doing. Amen. This is a great teaching, and we thank God for his word. Amen. On our next broadcast, we will pick up with the Church of Thyatira. Amen. And that's Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 28. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask that you bless, touch, minister. Father God, let this word quicken in us that we will live right. Father, let none of these things that we talked about be in our heart. Father, you know all things, and we thank you. We praise you now. Thank you for wholeness in the spirit. Make us every whit whole, Father God. Oh, Lord, we love you today. We appreciate you. Minister to every heart that's listening. Stir us up in your word. Give us a greater hunger after your word. Help us, Father, to go in and study the more, God, hiding the word in our heart. Father, we thank you today. Minister, encourage, lift us up. Keep us on the wall. Father, we thank you and we praise you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to encourage you to listen to our next broadcast as we will continue, amen, in this study, unless the Lord gives us to, amen, to do another message or, amen, go further, amen. And be encouraged, beloved. Know that God loves you. Know that he's on your side. Until next time, I want you to be blessed and stay encouraged and stay in the word of God. Know that if God is for you, he's more than the world against you. God bless you in the name of the Lord.